Welcome to the Business in English podcast, where we explore the latest trends, strategies, and insights to help you excel in the world of business. Amazon, the e-commerce behemoth, is currently grappling with several employee-related issues. Firstly, a wave of resignations has hit the company due to a new state mandate requiring Amazon employees to be physically present in the state where they are employed. This mandate has caused many of its employees, unable or unwilling to relocate, to choose resignation over relocation. This significant number of departures directly correlates to the implementation of the new policy. Simultaneously, Amazon is facing wage-related allegations from its contracted drivers. These self-employed drivers claim they have been compelled into debt due to difficulties receiving their agreed-upon payments, resulting in financial hardship and dependence on food banks. They argue that Amazon's practices have forced them into struggling to keep their financial heads above water. Adding to the company's issues, Amazon stands accused of engaging in illegal actions against employees and unions. Critics suggest the company has participated in unfair labor practices and acted against employees trying to form unions. These allegations have heightened concerns about labor rights and spurred calls for intensified scrutiny of Amazon's labor practices. Therefore, amid these ongoing challenges, Amazon faces mounting pressure to adequately support its workforce and address these issues. Its approach to these allegations and adaptation to the evolving labor rights landscape will definitely impact its reputation in the future. In our FTX news update, we bring you the latest on the case involving FTX founder and ex-CEO, Sam Bankman-Fried. He recently pleaded not guilty to new indictments in Manhattan federal court, where he is serving his sentence. Bankman-Fried faces charges of fraud and $100 million in political influence. However, he staunchly maintains his innocence despite these serious allegations. The indictment accuses him of exerting political influence and engaging in fraudulent activities through his significant financial power. Parallelly, he has also contested another indictment over alleged misuse of customer funds. Once again, Bankman-Fried continues to deny the charges, insisting that he did not misuse any funds that were entrusted to him by FTX customers. The contentious legal battle against the U.S. Department of Justice will continue in October with the SBF versus U.S. DOJ trial. As part of recent developments, jury instructions have been filed, delineating the legal guidelines and critical points that the jury must consider during the trial. As the trial draws closer, Bankman-Fried's legal team will likely mount a robust defense against the charges in hopes of securing a favorable verdict for him. Stay with FTX News as we continuously monitor this ongoing case and bring you updates on any advancements in the proceedings. In our updated edition of Getter News, we report on the latest developments about the Turkish Rapid Grocery Delivery Service. Following recent challenges and the persistent impacts of the pandemic that led to a downturn in business, Getter has announced a plan to lay off approximately 11% of its global workforce, equivalent to around 2,500 jobs. This decision came in response to the increasing backlash the company has faced in a number of European cities. Having experienced substantial growth in recent years and established itself as a major player in the grocery delivery industry, Getter operates based on a rapid delivery model, aiming to deliver products to customers in a mere 10 minutes. However, the current circumstances have pushed the company to reassess its operations. The goal behind this substantial reduction in workforce is to boost operational efficiency and preserve the company's long-term sustainability, despite this being a heavy hit for the affected employees. Getter believes that these rationales, despite being unfortunate, are crucial for its overall business strategy. Keep an eye out for further updates as we continue to follow the developments on Getter's global workforce reduction, along with other news stories. In recent news from the High Pay Center, a sharp disparity has emerged between the earning trajectories of top UK CEOs and the average worker, with the former receiving an eye-opening 16% pay rise last year. Such an increase in the compensation packages of CEOs has highlighted the widening wealth gap, especially when millions of workers are grappling with financial pressures and the rising cost of living. The issue is further complicated by the current UK budget deficit, standing at £4.3 billion, slightly lower than forecasted. Despite this challenge to the nation's financial management, the Treasury remains steadfast in its commitment to decrease debt and uphold fiscal responsibility. This stark pay discrepancy between the highest earners and the average worker calls into question the structures and fairness of corporate pay scales, making the issue of income inequality even more pressing. With the economy still recovering from the impact of the global pandemic, efforts are essential to bridge this growing wealth gap and alleviate the financial hardships faced by workers. Thank you for joining us today as we explored the exciting world of business in English, uncovering key strategies and invaluable insights to help you thrive in your entrepreneurial journey.